This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel continues attacks across Gaza, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli forces are battling Palestinian militants across Gaza, including in parts of the devastated north that the military said it had cleared months ago. Neighboring Egypt has issued its strongest objection yet to Israel's growing offensive on the southern city of Rafah, saying it intends to formally join South Africa's case against Israel at the International Court of Justice. Rafah is viewed as the last refuge in Gaza for more than a million civilians, as well as Hamas's last stronghold. Israel says it must invade to dismantle Hamas and return scores of hostages taken in the October 7 attack that sparked the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Some of the most intense fighting for weeks is raging in both the north and south. Israeli operations in Rafah, which borders Egypt, have closed a main crossing point for aid. Humanitarian groups say this has worsened an already dire situation. Hundreds of thousands of people are fleeing again. Around half of Gaza's population took sanctuary there after Israel ordered evacuations from northern Gaza in October. The United States on Monday has discussed with Israel an incident of protesters blocking aid trucks headed for Gaza. U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel said on Monday,
"It is our strong view that aid cannot and must not be interfered with. We have raised this incident with the government of Israel, and we expect them to take appropriate action."
Israeli protesters blocked aid trucks headed for Gaza on Monday, throwing food packages on the road. This is VOA News. Russia pressed its ground assault into the north of Ukraine's Kharkiv region on Monday, attacking new areas with small groups to try to widen the front and stretch Ukrainian forces, the regional governor said. Moscow's troops entered Ukraine near its second-largest city of Kharkiv on Friday, opening a new northeastern front in a war that has for almost 2 years been largely fought in the east and south. The advance could draw some of Kyiv's depleted forces away from the east, where Russia has been slowly advancing. Donald Trump's ex-lawyer Michael Cohen told jurors on Monday his former boss personally signed off on the payment to porn star Stormy Daniels to bury her story about an alleged 2006 sexual encounter. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Cohen, who worked as an executive and lawyer for Trump's company for nearly a decade, testified that Trump told him the situation would be a, quote, disaster for the campaign. Trump's defense has suggested the payment to Daniels was meant to protect his family from embarrassment. But Cohen testified that Trump wasn't thinking about his wife Melania at the time, and instead it was, quote, all about the campaign. At the defense table, Trump shook his head. At the center of the case is Cohen's $130,000 payment to Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. Prosecutors have said Trump paid Cohen back after the election and hid the reimbursement by recording it falsely as a legal retainer fee. Trump is being charged with falsifying business records tied to the transaction.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Search and rescue operations continue in Indonesia's West Sumatra province on Monday after deadly flash floods and mudslides. Dozens were killed over the weekend, authorities said, while rescuers carried on searching for missing people. Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan reports.
400 personnel, including rescuers, police, and military, have been deployed, helped by at least 8 excavators and drones. Torrential rain on Saturday evening triggered floods, landslides, and cold lava flow in 3 districts in the province. The cold lava flow is a mud-like mixture of volcanic ash, rock debris, and water. It came from Mount Merapi, one of Sumatra's most active volcanoes. In December, more than 20 people were killed after Merapi erupted. A series of eruptions has followed since.
Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan. Georgia's parliament on Monday greenlit a final vote on a proposed law that critics see as a threat to media freedom and the country's aspirations to join the European Union, after police dispersed the latest protest against it over the weekend. I'm Joe Ramsey.